Reversible Error by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Traber Burns. As always, for those most special, Billy, Roger, Rachel, and Patty. Chapter 1. The dope dealer, LaRue Clary, was in the bedroom of his apartment with one of the 14-year-old white girls he fancied, and Booth, his old buddy, was in the living room watching Carson on the big TV and growing bored. Booth glanced at his imitation gold Rolex and adjusted his feet on the coffee table, a thick red marble thing 4 feet on a side. The couch was red, too. A compact, broad-shouldered man just past 30, Booth was dressed for the summer as a semi-prosperous Harlem player of the mid-70s. Peach-cuffed slacks, a loose alpaca V-neck sweater in lemon yellow over bare brown skin, the showing V of skin adorned with 3 gold chains, from one of which depended a gold goat's head and a tiny gold spoon. His feet were shod in 2-tone, green and red, bulbous-toed shoes with 3-inch leather heels. He fingered his little spoon and considered the bowl on the coffee table. It was a lidded crystal sphere containing approximately 0.5 pound of the purest Bolivian flake cocaine in New York City. Always, when he waited for Clary like this, he considered lifting the lid and taking a monster snort, and as always, he declined. LaRue knew it, too, that Booth was reliable, that he wouldn't lift a man's blow when the man wasn't looking. A guy who would take a little snort without being asked would start bringing vials into the house, and then jam jars. Booth was not that kind of guy, which was why from time to time.